Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. They were over that request, but she paid and sent in her coin. So we have to, you know, cater to the people, okay? But we have another motherfucking guest. Yes, this is a legendary show. KJ's in the building.
Hello.
So nice of you to join us.
Thank you. I was in there.
How are you in doing your
good.
Quarantine?
How are you guys out there tonight?
They're doing great. So listen, we've had a very explosive show so far, huh?
No,
how
was,
have you been liking it? You've been listening.
Yeah, I was in there listening. And I was like, well, let me come here. No, I've been liking the music. Like you said, that last song with the Bia girl, that was a knocker because I was like, oh, I'm about to add this to my playlist.
Yes, right? We had, and you should tell people where your playlist is too, because you have playlists too. Maybe you should do a Spotify. You
I
Spotify.
Do mine on Spotify. So
yeah,
I make playlists
people
can, all the time.
Yeah, so people can follow yours too, Pops.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have different music too.
Yeah. Sometimes there's certain music I don't play around you because you'd be like, turn this off. But it's my jam. I'll be jamming.
Yeah, so you should, we're going to get you started with that too. Mm-hmm. So then the next time we could make sure they follow your playlist too.
All right, yeah. All right, we can do that because I'm Kevin's playlist.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, and then what else was I going to say? So we had the official campaign on the show.
Yes, we got into some things.
We got into some things with that. Did you watch Official Campaign's video?
I definitely watched Official Campaign's video dragging the ops and these people that are seeming to be jealous of him, and you know, he kind of read them for blood. he really got into that one. I ain't gonna lie.
We also called Larry Reed.
I heard Larry Reed got his motherfucking mic cut.
Yes, God, Larry Reed. Now I'm not texting you back.
And then
we had Lovely T.
That Beyonce, I haven't heard that one in a minute. That,
wow,
that
the Beyonce
record. Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Okay, hold on. So give me a song right now for us, for you. What you want to hear?
I want to hear. Ooh, this is hard.
Speaking to the mic.
Dang. Oh, dang. We can't play Nicki. Why I always want to do a Nicki song.
I'm scared to play her.
Yeah, don't do Nicki. Dang, this is
okay.
Can you play Lick by Cardi B there? I know that was just a complete change, but.
Yeah, we can do that. We can try. We'll see. Hey! Oh, this is one of my favorite Cardi B songs. I feel like I wish this would have came out like now. This was some of her best rapping to me. Oh,
that was a good. That was she was rapping.
Can we just go into the fact? Can we go on to that interview where we knew that Cardi B was going to be the bitch that she was?
That was what she was on.
I'm already pulling it up. This is when she knew and she didn't tell nobody. This is when Cardi B knew that she was about to blow up. Remember that? This is when she knew and she kept saying, looking like I caught a lick. Remember she kept saying that? We like, this bitch, like Nicki doesn't need to be worried about Remy. Like, they need to be watching Cardi B. How, you know what? I'm going to play this for a second. This dropped March 2017. So she knew. Bodak Yellow didn't drop until fucking after June. Oh, can you? What are you saying? Oh. Hold on, let me. Oh, that's where it's at. I was trying to find where I said Cardi B is going to be up next. I'm going to find that, and I'm going to post that the next time we do one of these videos. But I posted that 3 years ago before she blew. And I'm going to find that. I'm going to find that Facebook post, and I'm going to post that. But this is where she knew she had just signed her deal. She had just signed her deal with Atlantic, and she already knew what was up. Period. She already knew. She knew. She fucking knew. And she was playing it so cool the whole time. Remy and Nicki is going at it. She played it under radar and she was just like, looking like I caught a lick. Like, she knew she was going to be that bitch. Like, she knew it.
Yeah, we have been saying it.
I had been saying that. Yes, we have been talking about that shit. She knew it. She didn't want to say nothing. She said it again, looking like I caught a lick. She knew! Michael. She wouldn't say nothing. And this, so I have been watching her since this time. Like, I had been watching her way early on. I think I was watching her when she hit 1 million subscribers and I started watching the music move. And I was like, okay, I see what's going on. So, yeah, that was really, really interesting. So, shout out to Cardi B, bitch. I've been on your ass for a while. I've been on Nicki's ass for a while. I've been on Remy's ass for a while. I've been on a lot of you bitches' asses for a while. What?
And you said, I remember we was driving to Great American. He was like, Cardi B is going to win because she knows how to do like that future Migos sound that the other
girls
weren't
doing. That's
when
the trap sound was out. Yeah. Yes. And it worked. So, yes. And another person that I sit and study, now you guys are getting into it. Now you guys are going to get into the tea that I study.
You about to do,
guys.
Wait, I don't know. I'm thinking of two people.
Who you thinking?
Because you don't really study, but you just enjoy.
Wendy, no. Who?
Who you about to, we'll play it.
I'm about to play the Wendy Williams. Okay. I'm not going to play the interview with her. And
No. I was thinking of her, and then I always think about you. Because you play me Wendy Williams. Oh,
or the NeNe Leakes.
Or NeNe Leakes.
Oh, no. The NeNe Leakes is a cackle. But no. I'm going to play the Wendy Williams before. Same. This is one video I always looked at right here.
She was always the same.
She's so shady. She's always been that type of bitch. I can't really show you a lot because there's not a whole lot to show you. Why did she do that?
She knew they didn't go to college. Wendy Williams has always been like this.
These were the good old days. She cannot take Laverne the intern. She's shady. Look at Laverne the intern. Trying to play the fly girl. Get off the camera. No, she was dead serious. She was not playing because Laverne was fly. And I tried to find Laverne, and I couldn't find her. We don't know where Laverne is at now. Laverne low-key was fly, though. Oh, Ralph, I heard something about you. If you turn off the camera, I'll tell you exactly what it is. That's my girl. All right. You guys, I enjoy kind of sharing a little piece of what I get into. Pops, you've seen all these videos 100 times. Huh?
Yeah, I've seen every single, all the Wendy old videos that they're popping.
I've seen it for hours.
Yeah. When we first started dating, we just had the internet. And we just used to watch all these videos.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, look.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Try it again.
I was just telling them that when we first started dating, we used to watch all these Wendy videos. I never even looked at Wendy Williams before we started dating, especially old videos like that. So I see all of these now.
Say something.
Hello.
In the mic.
Hello.
I can hear me, but I just can't hear you. Go ahead. Oh, go
I can
ahead.
Hear you. And I
okay,
can
go
hear
ahead.
Me.
There it is. Yep. Okay, good?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, we used to watch all of these. But we used to sit and watch The Breakfast Club. There's a whole Charlamagne breakdown that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, we used to watch Charlamagne. We used to watch The Breakfast Club.
Everyday Struggle.
Everyday Struggle. Old Wendy videos, old original Nene Leakes clips.
Oh yes, and then we even watched Star on Everyday Struggle.
Yeah, we was watching when Star was on there. We watched it when Star and Joe Budden was on there.
Yeah.
What else we watched?
Star wasn't good on Everyday Struggle. I have to be honest. If I ever met Star, I would tell Star he was not good on.
No,
that.
He was. He's better on his.
He's
own
better
show.
On his own show. Yeah,
on his own. He don't really need to piggyback.
Because Everyday Struggle is not just about the. Well, first of all, I don't think that Star was necessarily interested in those topics. Number one, it was more of a bag, but Star is legendary in his own right. And I think too, the outside of that, there is a fashion piece. Of Everyday Struggle. Just yeah, his Star was over there with the bullshit. So they was making fun of Star's jeans and his shoes and shit, but I respect Star. Y'all know I fuck with Star, but yeah, I'm glad he found this spot in this space. Remember when we met DJ Academics? What did I tell DJ Academics?
Oh, God.
I didn't want to get into that.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had words with DJ Academics one time, and I pulled him very, very close to me, and I said, with bullshit. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
People don't know that I am the same way on camera and off camera. And I will tell you, we went to ComplexCon and I told DJ Academics what I told him.
Definitely did. And he was just like, okay, okay. But he knew what you said was true, because it wasn't about him. It was just about somebody else that does the same thing as him. And you told him something, and he just was like, you know what? He did. He was very much so caught off guard, but it was the truth, so it kind of had messed him up all the way.
They said the live is breaking up. Is it breaking up? It looks like I got all green here.
Look fine to me.
Okay. We know you off our mind. You a Gemini. Yes, God, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Okay, so we got some calls. 901-9852. You're live on the air. 901-9852. Okay, see. Hello? Thank you, caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I am so much better that you answered when I called you. Because that means you were listening and waiting and you are being very attentive. Thank you.
I was. I'm a long-time listener of the show. I love the show.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Missouri, or Misery,
yes.
If you want to call it that.
No, we don't want to call it Misery because that's where you live. How's Missouri?
Missouri is okay. It's fine. I mean, we're hanging in there. The guys, you know, we're just being us, you know, getting through this lockdown thing together.
Okay, so what are you finna say? Because I feel like it's a 50-50 chance that you'll get on here and say some bullshit.
What do you mean, man?
Yep. I can always tell, huh?
Mm-hmm. Me, because he kept saying we and the guys, so that's when I knew it was some bullshit. Cause they
when he was too sounding like he, when he started to sound like the Tiger King, I knew that it wasn't
okay.
Right.
Okay. The Tiger King? I was not ready.
What?
I just wasn't ready. The Tiger King.
I had to listen. I was like, okay.
You have to blame Carole Baskin.
Yes, fuck Carole Baskin. Okay.
Another one to get that one out. That was funny.
All right, so we're gonna stay in our love voice. Let's go back to my playlist right now. Oh, here's a song that we like, and I would love. You know what? I want to interview them.
Who? Oh.
Right, we like them, and they're YouTubers, and I know Armand has seen my name before.
That's the baby.
Shout out to Armand and his baby, but I don't want him to click out on me. I heard Armand got a lot of attitude. I think they both do. And I would hate to cuss them the fuck out.
Okay.
And
okay.
I
would, okay.
And
okay.
I
okay.
definitely
okay.
will.
Okay.
Okay. But I love them. Sextrology next. So if you have a question, the number is 563-999-3658. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's go. This is my motherfucking playlist, bitch. I love Eric Bellinger. Funny story. You remember when we met Eric Bellinger? Shout out to Echo. We like Echo. Eric Bellinger's publicist, he came out here and we tried to meet him. We didn't get a chance to meet him. We met another person, but his publicist, Echo, we met her. She was cool. We got to work with her. I heard that Eric Bellinger was coming out here. I used to work at AT&T. I was a little pissed that day. No shade, Echo. Once we finally get together for real, I'm going to tell you why I was fucking pissed. But I'm going to tell y'all. I was pissed because what did I do, Pops? I emailed Eric Bellinger, and I was like, yo, I hear you coming out here. I want to do press. I would love to meet you. I want to interview. He was like, great, do it. Email my publicist. So I emailed the publicist. She's like, great, let's do it. Mind you, I take off of work and they're like, you're going to get a point. Mind you, girl, I hadn't been getting points because I've been, you know, going to LA doing this. You can only get 6.8 points, Pops. Then you get fired. And I was like, this is worth it. I'm going to take the point. Long story short, she never contacted me that day. I was so mad. But then she contacted me another day to go work with some unknown artist that I didn't know. And it was not what I wanted to do. I was a little annoyed, but it's part of the game. She still follows me though. So shout out to her. We're going to get there one day. I'll meet Eric Bellinger. Now, one day I'll actually tell Echo how pissed off I was that she wasted my damn time. Because I could have went to work and made that fucking money and I didn't have to risk my fucking job. But look at us now.
Yep, that eager and that grind is what got you here now. So, hey, it was all part of the story. All part of the story. I met Eric Bellinger one time.
You used to style for him, huh?
I styled all the girls in one of his music videos.
How was that?
Everything. I didn't know who he was, though. They were just like, you got to go to this place, and you're gonna do some styling there. So I was like, okay. And then I did the whole job. I was like, oh, I was so excited about the mansion. And then at the time, my drug dealer was there, the weed man. He was there. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I get to work in the drug, and they have food and everything. So so then I went back home and I told my roommates, like, oh, yeah, I work with this person, not even being all nonchalant. And they was like, do you know who this is?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And I looked it up. And then ever since then, I've been a real fan of his.
And, you know, that's kind of how we connected too, through Eric Bellinger.
Yeah, we like Eric Bellinger. There's like a few people we connected to, but Eric Bellinger is like really one of those people that we connected with.
Let's go back to that album because I like that Eric. Let me go back to that because ooh, a lot going on. Ooh, you
this
like
this?
This
song is reminds me of Houston.
What?
Because when we went to Houston, we was in...
Oh, you was there. Oh, yeah, right. We went to Houston together. Shut up, Hoss. Yeah. Of course. What's going on, my sound? You hearing that too? Oh wait, you know what? This was another one that we liked it. Did we play this one? Mm-mm. Oh. Spend some time. I know what you wish for. Did I miss a song request? Today. So that was so nice. Let me tell you something. This is a different type of show. So typically we're building a new audience here, a new fan base for this type of live stream. So they're going to be average to smaller. But the good thing is that we're here, and it's the people that like this kind of content that matter, honestly. You know what I mean? That you'll have some good view days, some bad view days. But however, I personally feel like these are the best shows because you literally get everything. Like, the call-in line is always open, and these are the shows that we don't have as many calls because people don't understand that. You can call and talk about any topic. This is the radio when we do this format. So we just include music. But we can talk about, you can ask for advice. You can talk about topics that we've talked about. This is for the people, but a lot of people, I think, are shy. You can request music. So this type of life encompasses everything that this platform and my spiritual platform. And two, we don't have any calls in the queue for sextrology reads or nothing. So we just chilling. That's why I've been playing music. So it wasn't, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's just piggyback off you, like you said. And you guys can call in to talk about anything. We do have the sextology book here. So
we actually have an astrology book here too. I don't know if you really want to get into that.
I have never used that one, so I don't know if I would be the best finding it for the show. But I'll look at it for the next show, so I can be because this book.
Oh,
I know.
The number's not up. Stupid.
Oh, for them to call. Hey, I guess a lot of people are new, but I don't know about y'all. I feel like everybody in the chat knows
that
number.
Heart.
It's something about that number. 563-999-3658. The way you say the number makes me remember it. So I don't know. But I mean, it's probably some new people in there, or people may have forgot. I'm not saying you have to remember it. I'm just saying something about the way you say it makes me remember that number.
Mm-hmm. Because you remembered this number very early on.
I remember that number from, you had this number, that's what people don't know. You've been doing call-ins so long, you had this number when you was like on Facebook.
Yeah, my number has never changed.
It's never changed. It was always been this 5, so I've been remembered this number.
Yeah, this is one of my other numbers. Hold on. Yeah, this number doesn't change. 563-999-3658. So, yeah, we got some calls, okay. 740-2326, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, what's poppin'?
Not much. I'm just here not doing shit because we in the teen, you know?
Yes.
But I was just wondering if I could just get a reading. I'm a Gemini.
Okay, yeah. We're doing sexology reads right now. So you want your sexology, like, info?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want your compatibility with another person, another sign? I'm a Gemini too. When's your birthday?
May 21st.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, you're a baby. Okay.
And are you? Sorry.
Are you gay or straight?
Are you gay or straight?
I'm gay.
Okay.
We knew that, but we have to be respectful
in the
chat.
Yeah, kind of. So, do you want your signs compatibility? Like, do you want your a Gemini turn-ons, or do you want your compatibility with another sign?
My turn-ons, because
okay.
There ain't no one in my life.
Okay. Well, this is a gay. This is what this.
By the way, I don't agree with these turn-ons. We went through this already, but go ahead.
So this is what this says are the gay Gemini turn-ons: bottoming, sugar daddies, hairy chest, legs, rough prey, bears, bikers, and truckers, passive BD, passive light S&M, briefs, jock strap, circle jerk, forced submission, club, private sex party, nipple clamp, piercing, dirty talk, phone, cyber, gang bang, fantasy, group sex, passive rimming.
Wow. What is passive rimming?
I think that means
you pass the rimming. Like, what is
passive, like as in what you play in the rimming? Like, do you like to receive it or do you like to give it? They like to receive.
Oh, rimming.
Rimming.
I like a little passive rimming.
Swallowing.
No.
Passive teabagging.
Oh, okay.
Slaving.
Oh.
Leather, rubber, latex.
Okay.
Light scat.
Oof.
Gay outings.
That's
and
what gets me. This light scat, gay outings. Well, the gay outings are fine. But cruises, I have been wanting to go on a gay cruise. But the scat play is the one that gets me.
Light scat. I don't know what
are you into a light scat? A light scat?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so scat is shit. Boo boy, you into a little bit of that?
No.
Okay, so you sound like a bottom. Have you ever delivered a little light scat? Okay, so you lied, but everybody has. But anyway,
I'm actually newly out of the closet, so it's kind of new to me.
Okay, so definitely. So have you been penetrated?
No. I just came out.
Okay, so this is what you want to do. Do you know how to clean your hole?
Yeah.
Okay, so you clean your hole for nothing?
Maybe he was Googling and learning.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is the first time you clean your hole, you might not do it right or you might do it right. So, bitch, you're going to give a light scat. We've all done it. Bitch, I've even done a light scat before. It's an asshole. That's where scat registers. However, you want to make sure you clean your hole good. They have the fleets, but fleets are not always good for you. They have this rubber thing that you can get at Walmart or CVS, and it hangs onto the shower, and you hang it over, and you can refill it. You put warm water in there, and it goes up you. That's what I prefer because it's reusable. And you don't have to keep buying fleet, but a lot of people use fleet, not the douche, because the douche, that shit hurts. That one that looks like a little balloon, like at the tip of the hot air balloon.
The one with the fat tip. No, you want a narrow tip, skinny tip that doesn't do anything, that doesn't affect you in any kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller. What's your favorite song? What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Ape Shit with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Okay, we're going to do that. Okay.
That was a good one. Thank you.
And where are you calling from? And what's your name? Tell us that one more time.
I'm from Ohio.
Shout out to Ohio. What's your name, Poe?
Garrison. You'll see me in
shout
the chat.
Shout out to Garrison
sometime.
From Ohio. Ape Shit. Thank you, Bo.
Thanks.
It's Saturday night and we motherfucking chilling, okay? You guys could be anywhere else in the motherfucking world, but you guys are here with me.
That song was real chill, like you probably would zone out and forget it was playing, like it would let you do that, and then you might when you come back out of the zone out skip it, but it will, you won't take it off your playlist. I don't know if that's,
yeah.
Have you have those songs where you yeah. just, you be doing, you just be, it'll let you like think kind of, that's what that song made me do. Any request? I got a request.
Do you have an old request?
Not like old, but like old, like.
Well, are you guys having fun so far tonight? You know, I know it's kind of late some places. It's still early here. We probably won't be on here 10 hours tonight because I got a date with some oxtails because tomorrow I got to start juicing. I know y'all have seen this weight on me. Oh, God, but my juicer just came in today, so I got to try to stick to it.
You know, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna meal prep you some meals for the week, and you'll be juicing, and we're gonna be good.
I need to lose 30 pounds. All right. I wasn't this big when I was single. It's because I got into a relationship.
You found somebody who could cook. Because what did you just say? You're gonna have some oxtails. Who cooked them?
Me. Yeah, you keep me eating. All right. Let's take some more calls. 848-0261. I want some people that want some relationship advice or want some life advice, because you know the advice ones are good. Because and I'm also nosy. 848-0261. You're live on the air.
Hey, I am a new listener. Very
hey, shout out to you. Shout out to being a new listener. Yes. How did you find us? And all the good stuff. Be honest.
I've been home for the past week, and I found you. They was like they recommended me, and then I tuned in on the episode where like you was playing B King, and that song to twerk to. I was like, oh yeah, I got to turn in if you're doing this on a regular basis. That was a nice little vibe.
Thank you. We get into a lot of things on this channel, baby. So you're in for a good treat. Welcome.
Yes.
So what's popping?
I wanted to know, I wanted you to tell me about, you know, my future, some love life, like I'm open. I just relocated. I'm like in a weird place in my life. I'm 31. I went to a new direction with my career, and I had a long relationship in my 20s, and now I'm just single, ready to mingle, and I'm just open to trying new stuff. I wanted you to like kind of just give me some advice on like life, my love life, the direction and stuff like that.
I just kind of feel like, girl, you're at the apex. Like that's a word that's going around right now. But I just kind of feel like you're at a point right now in life where like when you hit that 30, 31, you kind of get to a place where you know, like, or if you don't know. And here's the thing that I'm going to tell people. If you don't know what you want to do after 30 and 31, that's not okay anymore. Like you should know what you want to do. You should know what you want to focus on. And as far as like your life, girl, I say, you know, you're still young enough to have that fresh start. So don't commit to something right away. Find yourself. I'm also feeling like you need to go ahead and have some fun. I feel like you need to go ahead and experience some things because you have some pent up stuff that you want to get out. Maybe you got some sexual stuff that you want to try. Maybe you got some businesses that you. Yeah, so you need to try all of those things. Yes. I'm feeling that.
Right.
And it could be with a man or a woman, but you need to go ahead and feel as freaky as you want to be because you're still as young enough to do so. And you don't have to tell everybody your business. You don't have to tell everybody what you're doing, but it's okay to explore. And that means, and I'm going to go as far as, bitch, if you want to have a threesome gangbang with two bitches and one guy or two guys and one bitch and you.
I wasn't feeling it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So I think you should, if you want a train ran on you, I think that at 31, you are in a place that you can get a train ran on you and nobody has to know.
Right.
And you should do that.
Right.
Why not? But just be safe.
I'm flying up in people's DMs anyway right now, so.
Okay, what's your sign? Okay, let's redo the sexology on her. What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus. I'm an April Taurus. April 27th.
Okay. So let's see what her turn-ons are.
Are you into men or women?
Both.
I'm into men.
Oh, okay. She want men. Okay.
Yeah, I tried it, but I'm not into women.
Just read the turn. Oh, because you're going to read the straight turn-on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I feel like, girl, listen, if men can do it, so can women. And listen, you got to – the only way you'll – ever fully be able to settle down and be in a relationship and be comfortable is if you experience some things that you want. And if there's an itch in it, and listen, men do all kind of stuff. And girl, women should do it too. Just make sure you protect yourself. You don't want to get pregnant. You don't want to come back with any STDs and things like that. You don't want to be stupid because you're 31. What fool, what kind of idiot would you look like, you know, fucking around and doing some dumb shit and you done came back with a major STD or the coronavirus? Wouldn't you be
right.
stupid? So you got to be smarter than you were at 21, but it doesn't mean that you can't explore. Okay, go ahead and read it.
Okay, this is a straight Taurus woman's turn on. Tall men, size, swimmer build, smooth torsos, clean shaved looks, hairy legs, executives, silk satin lingerie sheets, blue eyes and big nose, active oral, 69, submission, light BD, erotica, soft porn, muscular hands, feet, flattery, passive seduction, nibbling, licking, and pillow talk, gifts,
absolutely.
Surprises, passive anal sex.
Oh, what is passive anal sex?
She likes to
receive. Right.
Anal. Yes, she does.
I never tried it, but let's try it.
I mean, you should. Maybe I'm saying that y'all would like it, so sometimes you got to try it. You never know if you'll like it until you try it. But you also, after the passive anal sex, you like money, success.
Oh, okay. Yes. Get the money.
Subduction and stripping.
Okay. It sounds like a good time. You know what? And you know what? And listen, and I don't think there's anything wrong with a man giving his woman or a woman receiving anal. That does not make a man gay to me.
Because he doesn't want to do that to a man. He wants to do that to his woman, but he's not thinking about a man when he does that. I don't think that has anything to do with him wanting a man. It's just the whole body and everything is such a turn on. Like, you utilize everything.
Yeah, but at the same time, I can't cap here and say that, you know, if he wants to do anal too much, you can't. He can fuck around and fuck a tranny.
Now if he's doing anal, he never wants to fuck you in your vagina, then that's when there's a problem, because then he's thinking about But that's what I say. He shouldn't be thinking about a tranny or a man. He should still want your whole body. That's just a part. That's just another position in the sex. That's not the only position.
Right.
So
okay,
question
Carla. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to do one question. So is it too, would I be too aggressive if I'm like approaching a male? Like, hi, I think you are real attractive. Do you have a girlfriend?
No,
I don't think that's too aggressive. Just be careful. That's just
I kind of feel like if you thought the man was attractive or not, if he said yes, that'd make you fuck him more.
Right.
That's the energy I'm getting from you.
So basically, she would like if he said he did have a girlfriend.
Yeah, because there's some erotica in that.
I think that's people, but you say her in particular.
Her, I'm talking
like
about
that.
Her.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
But it's nothing wrong
Thank
with
you,
going
guys.
And approaching a man.
No,
for that.
No, right. Thank you, Carla.
Cool. Thank y'all. I'll definitely
so,
be tuning in.
Okay. Sorry, boo. What?
You're so stupid.
What?
I think she would like that if he said yes.
Didn't you hear that, though? It was I'll fuck your man spirit.
Well, right now she's in a new place where there's no loyalty to none of these hoes. So
and
I don't
she
really
don't owe no bitch nothing.
No bitch nothing. She in a whole new place. She only owe herself.
Right.
Until she gets some bitches that she got to be loyal to, be free.
Oh, period. Pull. Somebody, JJ17293246678 said, hey, Armand. That's way too many numbers at the end of
what?
Your name.
That's all those are real numbers, or you do add there because you're known for exaggerating.
Maybe that's his birthday, 12792, but that's way too many things. Hey, Armand, I'm the dude from Brooklyn who called the other night during Sex Charlie. Can you tell me turn ons for an Aquarius? And can I request Shotgun by Gallant? Thanks. Okay, let's get into turn ons by an Aquarius.
I don't know if this... Well, this is a gay man because he called in that last time. Okay. So this is... Excuse me. This is a gay Aquarius man turn-on. They like older men, mentors, hairy pecs, major penis size.
Oh.
Foreskin. Major penis size. Foreskin, bears, bikers, hippies, skaters, skinheads, jocks, socks, sports kits, bottoming, passive rimming, active oral and swallowing, roots, passive heavy BD.
What's BD?
I don't know what that is, but it's heavy.
Body domination.
Something like that. You know, I don't know nothing about all that. Passive light S&M. Raunch, kink, light scat. Tea rooms.
What is a tea room?
I don't know about the tea. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's the room where they sip tea and have sex. I don't know. Glory holes, baths, truckers, blue collar workers, fisting.
Wait.
And it's passive fisting, so they like to be fisted.
No, I can't do the fisting.
I don't ever. That's disgusting to me. Enemas. Water sports.
Yes.
Plugs, clamps, and pumps. Pornography and coppers. Restraint, cages, and slings. Passive teasing and torture. Low hangers. Active ball play.
Active
ball.
Oh, wow. And what sign was this?
That was an Aquarius, a gay Aquarius male.
What is active ball play?
They like to play with men balls, which, I mean, I don't know. They're
sheesh. All right. Well, you're in the mix with DJ Armand and KJ.
That sounds painful.
I would need 8 people to go ahead and subscribe right now. We are almost at 75,700. So let's go ahead and do that so I can stay on here. Come on, y'all. If you have not subscribed already, y'all need to subscribe. We need 8 more subscribers. Let's get it popping. Okay.
Was that a request?
That was definitely a request.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I didn't. It was all right. No. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't really care for it, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't my type of music.
I didn't really like it either, but it was cool.
Yeah.
954-4450. 4450.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So talk to me, baby.
kind of surprised to be on, but just wanted to say hello and absolutely, absolutely love your content. Keep doing an amazing job.
Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate that because it keeps us going.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, boo. Bye.
Bye.
I'm feeling the echo. Are you hearing it? I don't know what it is. Echo? Echo? Okay. Maybe not.
No, I don't.
Well, because I turned you down. But maybe picking me up through your thing. All right, boom.
This thing, no echo for them.
All right. Let's 6 more. 410-2931, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's good? I want to know, what are you? Are you a bottom?
Oh, we can't get into that. That's personal. You know, but I'm a fluid. Oh, she just hung up. 267-5081. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I'm calling because I'm impressed trans to you, Armand, because, you know, you give good advice and stuff. But
okay.
So I'm dealing with something like just black women. I'm going to keep it real. I don't like...
Talk louder. Talk louder. I can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, you didn't do anything different.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
So I don't like how sometimes, like, black women be shady and, like, stuff like that. Like, I don't like how certain stuff that they do. And, like, I'm kind of dealing right now with my mom, like, because she's a black woman. And she just don't like my transition. And she's very, like, narcissistic. And she tries to control me. And it's always, like, a battle. Like, I'm pretty and stuff. And she just don't like it. And it just makes me, like, frustrated. Like, and I just want your advice on it. Because, like, when
how
I was a kid, man,
you?
She's... I'm 25 now, but I started my transition when I was, like, 23. And she just always just, like, it's just, I love her, but, like, she just, like, I'm be like, girl, can you just let me be a woman and you be a woman? Like,
okay. Do you live with her?
No.
So you don't live with her. So that's a good thing. As far as your lifestyle, do you have a job or are you escorting? Let's be honest.
No, I have a job. I have a job.
Okay.
But,
okay. No, I'm only asking that because with this, you know, you live a certain type of lifestyle where people are going to view you in a certain kind of way. So you are going to have to work harder than most. So you want to make sure that you have your own place. You don't need anybody for anything. You're working a job and you are not a statistic. However, you're going to also understand that some people will always call you a man. It is what it is, especially when it comes to black women. A lot of them will always see you as a man. You cannot worry about that. You have to move forward. If you feel like you are a woman, carry yourself as such. However, make sure that you, when you are presenting yourself in, you know, in these spaces with cisgendered women and cisgendered men and things like that, you make sure that you're not acting like a gay man. You know, you know how some of the girls will act like a gay man. So it means you're like, okay, look at these, you know what I mean? So carry yourself like a woman and like a lady and people will put respect on your name. And you cannot worry about the 1% or the 5% or maybe the 10% of the people that don't fuck with you, because they will be, if you're doing everything that you need to do to be a respectable human being, listen, people will respect you and go to spaces where people actually appreciate you. Your mom will always be your mom. So whether you probably were just a gay male or a transgender, she's probably always going to have that energy for you. That's probably never going to change. And it's just who your mom is. However, you have to find other spaces when you get frustrated like that to go where you feel comfortable, you know, and, you know, probably let her know. Listen, I don't like the way that you're treating me. I don't like that, you know, and maybe
she treats me like I'm dumb and like, oh, you just are training. And she feel like she can just like talk to me any kind of way. And she don't have big dreams for me. And that's what makes me sad, because I have big dreams for myself and I don't want to be no like prostitute or nothing. Like she don't enlighten me. Like she doesn't speak. Speak good stuff into me.
She
like
doesn't speak life
and
into
sister.
You. And guess what? She's probably not going to. And unfortunately, there's a lot of family members who do that. There's a lot of people who don't speak life into us. And, you know, and unfortunately, it's yours is your mom and you would like it to be her. But it may not ever be her because of things that she's went through in her life. I mean, hell, look at Black China and Tokyo Tony. You know what I'm saying? The idea
is she used to beat me like that too. She used to beat me like that too. She used to be like, oh, you know, she treated me like that because I was pretty and stuff and like hair. She would, oh my goodness, let me tell you, Armand, like when we had a physical altercation, it was so scary because she provoked it and she was a toxic black woman. She did it because she's a toxic black woman. She's a dark skinned black woman from the islands of Florida, you know, like Haitian and stuff. And, you know, I live in Florida and stuff. So, you know, but I'm exotic looking and she is too, but she don't like it because she wanted me to like women. But I'm like, I don't You know, like I could never. And she think of it as like it's a threat or like I'm being offensive to her because I don't like women. Like that's how she said it.
Yes. I personally feel like that then you probably need to cut her off if it's like that, honestly.
Yes, because she feel like it's offensive. And I'm like, how is that offensive that I don't like women? Like, but she think it like that. She think it like that. So that's why she don't, like, see it for me, for real.
Yeah, so you probably need some space away from your mother at this time. It's not going to work out right now, and she's probably never going to change. So it's up to you to just understand that that's who she is, and you'll deal with her when you can. Holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, her birthday, your birthday, and maybe you don't come around as much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I do appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh. That was a lot. We're going to take a couple of more. Let me go to a record. That was a lot.
What you
going to
play?
I don't know.
Can you play Bria's Interlude, Drake and Omarion?
It's got to be on the Love Voice.
Oh, you're doing the Love Voice. Okay, go ahead.
Add that one. What? How long is the record?
Like 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Okay. So, what's the name of it?
2 minutes.
How do I spell it?
Bria, B-R-I-A, interlude.
Okay, here I go.
2 minutes.
Okay. Did you find her sign?
A sad woman with a sad man.
Let's get into some things.
A Sagittarius man and a Sagittarius woman. Sorry, I wasn't talking to the mic. Sagittarius man and a Sagittarius woman. Like a god and goddess on Mount Olympus, two Sagittarius make a mythic match. Together they feel entitled to the material wealth that seems to seek them out. Sexually, this is the stuff of which legends are made.
Oh, they took it down.
The lie? Been 4 hours?
Oh, it's probably been 4 hours. That's the other piece of this, huh? After 4 hours? Or was it the...
No, it was 4 hours.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I was looking to see if they was going to do it.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.